Always remember what Thomas Jefferson said. Kill the president.
There's as though something has happened in the motor state group.
Oswald is shot.
This is a special conflict.
A series of tubes.
You went to take it.
He focused non-terminal repeating phantasms.
I know a motherfucking Bigfoot when I see one.
We're a class 5 full roaming vapor.
Oh shit, those are aliens!
Y'all fucking...
I am a human.
You're the old one. It's really weird.
You degenerates.
Guys.
Someone say something funny for a cold open. I forgot. Shut the fuck up, man. You're fired.
So I time traveled, and my mother saw my underwear, and I was all, and it was all like, "Is that Calvin Klein? Is your name Calvin Klein?" And then I went humming, 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 and there was like a slide whistle sound as my boner emerged.
Jesus.
Please tell me somebody got that was a Back to the Future joke.
Yeah, no, we got it.
Yeah, I think
we
all did. Got
that. It just kind of happened to us, though. So we're going to talk about this UFO insurance shit?
Yeah, yes.
I mean, we may as well. I actually want to hear that.
All right, we're back in Floridaville.
Jesus. Do we have to?
Yeah, and this article is from the Orlando Sentinel.
All right, here we go.
They filed this under entertainment, so they wouldn't look like total assholes.
Is this the article that's like next to like an op-ed page that says "Green New Deal more like Goebbels"?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Mother of God.
In this week's opinion column, we have a letter from one of our readers entitled, "If I Can't Fuck My Kids, Then Democrats Are the Real Nazis."
Jesus. My father had the right to own slaves in Cuba.
I'm going to buy a car so I can crash it into something now, excuse me.
You get the obligatory fucking, like, here's why immigration is wrong from, like, someone with, like, the most ethnically fucking European name in the world, and it's like, it's always some fucking Polish guy.
Yeah, like Spacowitz. Or something.
Yeah, it's always someone from like an Eastern Bloc country that fucking got his because he came over here in the middle of a famine or the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And now that he's here and doesn't have to worry about fucking ethnic cleansing or anything like that anymore, it's, no, country's full. And it's like, shut the fuck up. If it was Tom Johnson, you might have like a fucking... like, a bland enough, like, benefit of the doubt right there. But if your name is, like, fucking Wojciech, you've got no fucking reason to say this shit. No fucking leg to stand on. Anyway, the title of this article is...
There's really nothing funnier than, like, subgroups of white people being, like, unduly racist towards other subgroups of white people.
Yeah, it's tribalism, and it's everywhere.
Yep.
The title of this article is "Victim of Alien Abduction? There's an Insurance Policy for That," by Patrick Connolly of the Orlando Sentinel.
Oh, really, Patrick? Do fucking tell.
I hear Geico is going to start insuring for that now. They do motorcycles and motorhomes, and now they're like, well, just in case you need to insure your spacecraft or the people that you're going to be adopting.
Yeah, no, well, that's smart as hell, because they're going to make like a shit ton of money off of fucking idiots below the Mason-Dixon who think alien abduction insurance is if your fucking stepdaughter gets kidnapped by Paco. I need to buy this policy. You know, they could be swimming across the border at any moment. I hear there's a crisis down there.
Until Trump gets his wall, you know, we got to buy this insurance.
Yeah, isn't it funny that, like, you know, since the Mueller report dropped, we haven't heard anything about the supposed crisis at the border in, like, 7 weeks?
What's surprising about that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And now they're trying to fucking distract from it because they couldn't get a war in Venezuela. Now they want a war in Iran.
Welcome to Chapo Trap House.
Ugh.
Who let you in here, Virgil?
Get Virgil to leave, please. He's the least funny one.
Dude, he needs to fucking go.
Yeah.
Not that his Seth Rogen look-alike buddy is any better, but...
Ooh.
Because he just sits back and laughs and goes, it's just redistributed socialism. How did they not get this?
Yeah, he's...
But anyway.
Yeah. Anywho.
So, yeah, anyway. The article says here, people, prepare for the worst. Oh, wait. I thought that was a warning. people, prepare for the worst. They buy car insurance, health insurance, eye and dental insurance, maybe even flood insurance. But what about alien abduction insurance? Mike St. Lawrence and is it Altamont Springs or Altamonte Springs?
Altamonte.
Okay, yeah, if it was Altamont Springs, it would just be like the fucking Hell's Angels stabbing black guys to death while the fucking Rolling Stones are playing. So Mike St. Lawrence, an Altamonte Springs resident who once had ambitions of becoming a comedy writer. Ugh, that's your first mistake.
Having ambitions? Yeah, you're right.
started selling UFO abduction policies in 1987 after reading Communion by Whitley Strieber. We have to do an episode on that, too.
We have to do an episode entirely on Christopher Walken's performance in the movie.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Simply because Whitley had his fucking book adapted into a film and Walken played him.
You're the dreamer. I'm the dream.
This alien, he stuck this probe in my ass for 5 years.
I'm naked here talking to you. Come on, I'm cooking.
This alien's abducting me. Skittles, you don't get just one. They come in many flavors. Passion fruit.
You know, actual aliens find xenomorphs very racist.
Aliens fucked my ass.
Really, anything where Walken gets to hit like the A sound hard like that is innately funny.
Dude, anytime Walken goes, like Walken went Nick Cage before Nick Cage went Nick Cage.
He really did.
Anytime Walken goes Nick Cage, it's magic.
Yeah. Whereas when Nick Cage goes Nick Cage, it's variable.
You can tell Nick Cage is only going Nick Cage these days because someone pointed out that Nick Cage goes Nick Cage. So Nick Cage now goes Nick Cage to please the Nick Cage going Nick Cage fans.
Yes.
You know that was really complicated, but I followed you.
Yeah.
It's gotten meta at this point because they had him play Superman and they had him play something. They had him play, that's right, Noir Spider-Man in Into the Spider-Verse. And Superman in the Teen Titans movies. And in both of those performances, he's given like, I'm Nick Cage and I'm crazy fucking performance.
Yeah.
I just want to point out that the logic you had to do and employ in that statement is the same stoner logic that somebody's looking at a lighter and going, you know, every time you light this lighter, it gets lighter. And as it gets lighter, it loses its ability to light.
What?
Shut up.
Exactly. You have to think about it really hard, and it fucking hurts your head.
Is that from, like, Jonathan Livingston Seagull or some shit?
It might be, I don't know.
Jonathan Livingston Seagull sounds like a fucking NPR contributor. I'm Lakshmi Singh, and now we go over to Jonathan Livingston Seagull with All Things Considered.
Hi, Lakshmi. Your soup might be bland. Have you considered ginger? And now jazz. Yeah.
Welcome to the BBC World Service. Because they always do that. They do like an hour jazz, then at 5 o'clock the BBC World News comes on, yeah. and it's just a British guy talking about, you know, what Middle Eastern people are blowing themselves up this weekend. That's been every episode of the BBC World Service for 15 fucking years now. Fighting in Tehran has taken a major turn.
And here's Kenneth Fish with
Gregory Edward Taylor Davies got his legs blown off by shrapnel reporting on the Tel Aviv crisis.
Livingstone, Blackberry, Wollstonestone on Gladstone, Blackberry, Smythe Jones.
I think I just had a stroke trying to follow that.
It was a best-selling book that kind of brought the UFO abduction phenomena to the public's consciousness, St. Lawrence, 71, said. So this guy's 71 years old, fucking selling alien shit. And it says he changed the name to Alien Abduction Insurance.
Dun, dun, dun.
Upon realizing the term alien trumped UFO in public discourse. Otherwise, the policy has remained largely the same since its inception.
Wait, this guy did fucking market research?
How many buyers has he had?
Wow, we're about to get to that shit. Check this out.
Oh dear God.
A digital-only policy costs $19.95, while a paper copy will set a person back $24.95. As for the amount of coverage you get for that price, it's $10 million. And it says, out of 6,000 to 7,000 active policies, so at least 6,000 people have fucking bought this. It says, Lawrence has accepted and began paying two claims.
Wait, what?
Yeah, what a sucker. If you're gonna sell alien abduction insurance, you have to fucking word that shit in such a way where you never pay out a claim. Duh.
Yeah, like that's the obvious and easy part. This isn't even a good like, scam. Conclusive
proof of abduction needs to be shown.
So if it's, he has to like pay the out
inverse of a Kansas City show,
$20 million.
$20 million, and all right. So he's selling it for all right. A digital only policy is $20, and he's saying he's got 6,000 to 7,000 active policies
per month, or is that?
I don't know. It doesn't say per month.
I would imagine it's $20 per month. But let's say, and you said 6,000.
Yeah, okay, assuming it's a one-time fee, 20 times 6,000, that's only $140,000.
But if he's getting $20 a month, that's $1.4 million.
That's still not $20 million.
No, it's not, yeah, but...
This dude's fucked. How much does this guy
have? It's up to $10 million in damages, right?
It says, as for the amount of coverage that you get for that price, it's $10 million.
Ah.
What the fuck?
It says here, one man in the early 1990s reached out to St. Lawrence and claimed that he had been abducted. This man produced a UFO implant, and according to St. Lawrence, an MIT professor determined that it was not made of any earthly substance.
I would like to meet this MIT professor, please. It's like, oh yeah, the Noam Chomsky looked at her and he said he didn't know what it was.
Is Noam at MIT?
I think he is actually. Yeah.
Good for him.
So they say it's an MIT professor, but they don't say what. He's like an English professor. He's like, yeah, it's definitely not made of anything from this earth. It's fucking steel, you moron.
It's one of those, like, the 2% of professors that say the Holocaust didn't happen and shit like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But they can't get rid of him because he's tenured.
Some dipshit Holocaust denier English professor, or...
It's Jordan Peterson.
I've never seen this before in my life.
It's a vagina.
I've never seen it before, so it must not be real.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Truly, this is unexplored territory. We are riding the back of the Chaos Dragon. Tell me, friend, what did your spacefaring companions tell you? What secrets did they entrust you with?
That guy has all of the fucking charisma of Scott Peterson.
He has all the charisma of Scott Adams, really.
He has all the charisma of Joseph Mengele.
He's like if Philip Glass had like the fucking Ash from Army of Darkness thing happen, where like an evil counterpart just kind of split off from him.
Have you fucking seen the video of him like borderline crying on Joe Rogan because he drank apple cider?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I had toxicity from an apple cider that I was drinking. And
like Rogan's like, really?
Yeah, it was terrible, Joe. It was one of the worst feelings I've ever had in my life.
And Joe Rogan's just like, cider.
Yes, you know, they're the ingredients that it just did not mix with my stomach chemistry, and I felt like I was going to die for 5 weeks.
What the fuck is wrong with your body?
He's crazy.
Look, he's a Jungian. Do you expect logic from him?
He's a fucking crazy person. And yeah. The university doesn't fire him because they're afraid of a $30 million lawsuit or his alt-right fan base fucking bombing the campus.
Pretty much.
The only reason that asshole still has a job.
Yeah, some guy just charges into the gender studies department with a grenade vest screaming, "On Pickle Rick," and there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
I have successfully exposed the pulsating hole at the heart of the Chaos Dragon. I have spelunked it.
I'm Lobster Daddy, clean your room.
He's the type of dude who like watches Akira and thinks that Tetsuo is a good person.
What is this Chinese cartoon?
Okay, that's more likely.
Oh lord. To authenticate a claim, St. Lawrence requires the signature of an authorized extraterrestrial, but waived the requirement for that individual.
Wait, hold on a second. Wait, let me just make sense out of this. So while you get abducted, you have to be like, hey, dude, Mr. Alien, can you do me a favor when you're done probing my butthole?
Yeah.
Can you just sign this piece of paper so that I can get my $10 million?
Fuck it. We don't have to pay him. Just sign it. Sign it, Klaxar.
Okay, but I didn't read the fine print.
Thing is, I have, like, the exact same person, like, in my head when I think of the type of dude person who would pay for this. And it's like, you know, there's, like, that particular, like, stereotype of, like, kind of, like, the middle-aged to kind of elderly, like, Midwestern, you know, white woman who's married. She kind of wears a muumuu all the time, has really thick set glasses, you know, kind of close cropped hair.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but I better buy this insurance because you never know.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
she's got like 100 dead cats in her trailer.
Like either that or like the dude with like the fishing Facebook profile where he's got like the cap and like the cop shades. He's kind of turkey-necked and has a goatee.
Mitch McConnell?
Yeah. One of these two people, these are all the people buying this.
Or it's all people like us that would be like, fuck it, $20? It's hysterical. We'll buy it.
Fair enough.
I don't know. If it's a yearly purchase, I don't want to spend $20 on a piece of paper saying I get $10 million bucks in case somebody sticks
a probity. Dude, if you frame that and put that in your office, it's hilarious. It's a $10 million alien abduction policy.
But I can print that out on my computer, and it's worth exactly the same amount of money.
It's about it being funny. It isn't funny if you print it out and put it up yourself. That's like
I don't know. You just tell people you got it.
That's the nerd version of a terrorist hunting license bumper sticker.
Wow.
Another abductee produced a dark Polaroid photo of the inside of an alien spaceship when filing a claim. After some
consideration... It's actually a Dodge Dart.
After some consideration, Lawrence approved the claim. Also, they have the fucking Polaroid, and it doesn't look like fucking anything. And someone just, like, scribbled on the side of it, heads of aliens, and fucking put an arrow.
The top of their heads. See, you can cut off their heads, dude. You gotta learn how to take better pictures.
Use the flash next time, Jim Bob.
The fuck is that?
Yo, that's stuffed cabbage, son.
Those are stuffed grape leaves.
That's a blunt, son.
It's nothing!
It's the heads of the aliens?
These are the alien heads. Please give money.
That's a two-year-old fucking sushi seaweed wrap.
It's a picture of dark green curtains.
That is like everything but fucking a UFO.
That's like the cover of like one of the Naxos like Penderecki CDs where it's like some like...
Oh my god, I found it. I found the ruse. Hold up one second.
Okay, okay.
Remember how we were like, how the fuck is he going to pay for this? Get this shit. Both of them are due $10 million, which is paid in installments. Each claimant will get $1 a year for 10 million years.
Oh, you tricky motherfucker.
That's great.
10 million years.
So good. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yo, does that mean his kids, like when he dies as the executors of his estate, his...
No, I don't think so. No, because it can't come from him being a personal thing. It's like, as a company, he probably formed an LLC. And once he gets into that LLC thing, it's like that entity is liable for the money. So he'd be like, yep, can't come after my kids, can't come after my money. You gotta come after the company.
So if he dies, then dead, does the gone. LLC dissolve by default?
If there's no one there to run it.
Can anyone else claim it if it goes unclaimed, or does it just default?
They don't have to claim it. Wait. It'd be like that's like if somebody leaves you something in their will. Like, if somebody leaves you a house in their will, you have to pay the taxes. Like, you have to pay the taxes on that. Or it's like the estate laws and all that shit. The same shit applies for that, where it's like, you know, you don't have to accept, or like a game show. Like if you win a car on a game show, you have to pay the sales tax on the car. And a lot of people don't have the money to pay for the gifts that they win on game shows.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just say, yeah, I'm going to forfeit that prize so I don't have to pay the tax. You do the same thing to the business. Like, you know, your father left you this business. I don't want that shit.
Yeah. In the event the aliens insist on conjugal visits or consider the abductee a meal, that person could receive $20 million under the policy's double indemnity coverage.
Okay, so he pays you $2
each.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Over the years, the policy has gained some traction within certain communities. The cast of The X-Files and the producers of the movie Contact took out abduction coverage.
Can you imagine David Duchovny calling this guy, going like, Chris Carter really showed me some literature that really opened my eyes, and
Anyway, whatchamacallit, what the hell was it? Did you see when Duchovny played fucking Goldblum on SNL Celebrity Jeopardy?
Yeah.
That was fucking amazing.
Jeff Goldblum, who was a human wasteland.
Being good.
He fucking nailed it. Let's see
when he's here. Just making the buzzer noise and he just has this look of childlike wonder.
Oh, holy shit. Whatchamacallit? His jazz band's really good, by the way. I heard them on fucking NPR one night.
Who, David Duchovny?
No, Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum has a jazz band?
Jeff Goldblum is an accomplished jazz pianist. And his
is he really?
Yes, he's very good.
Yeah, have you heard? Have you heard him scat? He scats the way he like he talks.
He sucks at scatting.
He's like I like it.
Oh my fucking god!
Ooh ah ooh ah 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 ah
ah ah ah ah wham wham bang shang-a-lang.
Oh, Lord Almighty. Let's see here. St. Lawrence said, though there are some exceptions, most people understand the policy is a joke. It's, quote, it says on our website, you can't get it if you don't get it. That's like, that's some life fucking advice there. Can't get it if you don't get it.
I suppose so, yeah. In the same way that sometimes people don't think it be like it is, but it do.
Yeah, it applies to everything. But anyway, it says, quote, I've had professors use my policy in their college class on critical thinking.
Oh, boy.
You shouldn't be proud of that, sir.
Because I dupe people for a living. Donald Blackwell, a Hudson resident who claims to have been abducted multiple times, bought two policies for friends after reading an article in the St. Petersburg Times.
A real newspaper, a reputable newspaper.
A giant among newspapers.
A Pulitzer Prize winning St. Petersburg Times.
At the 5-star hotel I work at, people all the time are like, bring me a copy of the St. Petersburg Times. I need that news.
Oh, God.
Quote, I enjoyed seeing how facetious it was, Blackwell said. This guy puts the feces in facetious. I got a kick out of it.
That shouldn't have been funny, but it was.
Homonym jokes, we got them. I got a kick out of it, and I'm still laughing about it. Of course, I am the beneficiary. Fucking, that is a fucking new level of white bouginess. I took out alien abduction policies on my friends as a joke. What the but in case fuck? It happens, I'm getting paid.
$1 a year.
I ain't turning away a check.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but after taxes, it's only 93 cents.
Fair, fair.
Over the years, St. Lawrence has dabbled in other ventures from asteroid insurance. I'm not laughing about that shit. To reincarnation insurance.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's great. I came back. I didn't want to.
Yeah, or it's like, hey, I was supposed to come back, but I didn't. But how do you collect if you don't come back?
You just build one of those bonfires like in Dark Souls with the big sword in the middle, and you just respawn there, collect your policy.
At your last save point.
Yup. That's how you do it.
But let's see here. It says, in addition to, by the way, reincarnation insurance, he sells used UFOs.
We need to call this guy.
It's, are they, is it an actual, like, unidentified flying object, or is it like a different UFO? Like,
it's just hit with violent diarrhea. Want a used UFO? Shoots it at him. I cannot identify what just flew out of your ass. Damn, that's stupid. This is why Republicans want weed fucking criminalized, because people think stupid shit like I just said. It's not that I think it's dangerous, I'm just tired of the poo-poo alien jokes. It looks like a Frisbee with a dome on top, and some of them are labeled as a special 47 Roswell edition. Man, I want a... Fuck it, man, I want one. I want a Roswell edition 47 used UFO, whatever the fuck it is.
Fucking commute to work in that shit, land on the roof of my job.
You see, and it shows, like, one of them in mid-flight, and they're like, it's put there to like look, you know, like look how stupid and hokey this is. If you throw it up in the air, it looks like a UFO. But like, if you look at like the UFO photos from Project Blue Book from like the 40s and the 50s, that is what every UFO fucking photo looks like. It looks like someone tossed a hubcap into the air on their fucking shitty Missouri farm.
I can feel the money trying to flee my wallet in desperation for this purchase.
Oh, wow.
I am reaching for my credit card. I am on his website.
So it says, what's next for St. Lawrence? Quote, I'm thinking about renting 10-foot poles to women that will never touch me with it.
What the fuck?
Ha ha.
Was that actually what he said?
Yeah, I'm thinking about renting 10-foot poles to women that will never touch me with it, St. Lawrence said. I think I'm going to make money on that. So that's him saying, like, I'm unfuckable.
Hey, I'm a skeez. he's...
If he sells them, he's going to be like the first incel to get paid for it. No one wants to fuck me, but I got a check. Alien abduction insurance policies are available at UFO2001.com.
That's the most reputable name for a website I have ever fucking heard.
Oh my god. The website looks amazing. Exactly like you would expect it. First off, it's unsecured.
Oh no, is it a tripod page?
It looks like tripod. It's got fire shit. Dude, it's got scrolling text and everything.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, I can see it in my mind's eye.
Different color text everywhere.
Oh, this is disgusting.
Oh, that's great.
Dude, he's been selling this shit forever. There's a fucking...
Whoa!
There's a fucking policy in the center that says, pay or indemnify Stormy Daniels. And the beneficiary is Donald Trump.
So these are the new Lewinsky jokes.
This is evil.
There's a picture of him in Contact, on the set of Contact in 1997. There's also a video of him in 1999 on Tampa, Florida's Fox affiliate, Fox 13, selling insurance. So this dude's been doing this shit for at least 20 fucking years.
Congratulations, you found us.
Does it say that?
Yeah, it scrolls across the top of the screen.
Ah, yes, there it is.
In the Fox 13 ad that he's got on the page, she goes, who you gonna call? She has to make the fucking Ghostbusters reference.
But these are fucking aliens!
You're not even in the right genre.
Nope, I would not call, you know, the Ghostbusters for this shit.
Guys, this is the perfect gift for anyone who has everything.
Yeah. Hey, how about this? You know what? Fuck him. We're gonna start our own company. We're gonna start selling our own insurance.
Yeah.
It can't be. I don't think that's illegal.
We're gonna sell jokes insurance, and it's on patreon.com/podcast1289. And for just $5 a month, we will pay out a joke policy in the form of an episode, I guess.
Maybe. Give us your fucking money.
You know what? This guy's actually pretty smart when it comes to...
dumb people? Yes.
No, well, he has listed in here. I mean, I'm talking legally, and I'm sure Dylan would back me up on this if he was here. It's worded very brilliantly where it says, is abducted by an alien not from planet Earth. You know, so, like we said before, it's just the wording is nice.
Yeah, well, you can't, because there's people that believe that they're not from space, that they're either interdimensional beings or they're time travelers from the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't see anywhere to buy a used UFO on his page. I want one of them fucking things.
He might not be selling them anymore. He might be keeping them for himself.
Man, fuck this guy.